We're doing Tanad Ve'eliyahu, the second chapter, the fifth paragraph. Davar Acher, another understanding in the verse, Ve'ele Divrei David Acharonim. So we're learning the Medrash Tanad Ve'eliyahu, and the Medrash has explored a few understandings into what King David was alluding to when he began his last prophecy. These are the last words of King David. Eiluhin, these are the words, this is the claim that King David HaMelech laid before his creator. Amav, David HaMelech said, Ribono shel Olam, Master of the World, Kabeleini b'tshuva shlema lefanecha, accept my whole repentance before you, Kedei shetezakeh et harsha'im la'olam haba, so that those other people who did evil acts, the Shaim, will merit for the world to come. They'll see that you've accepted me, that you've allowed me to repent fully, and that will be a source of encouragement to everyone else. Detomalahim, and you'll have a claim to them, Ma David Melech Yisrael she'asa lefanai davar chamu, if David, the king of Israel, who did serious offense, Kevan she'asa tshuva, kibalti oto b'tshuva, nonetheless, when he repented, I accepted his repentance. Afatem imasitem tshuva, you too I'd accept if you would do tshuva. And this is one of the major points of King David's life, that David HaMelech fell. He was going up, and he fell. And he fell pretty badly. Took someone else's wife. Legally she wasn't his wife, but nonetheless they did have a contract binding between them. They had an understanding that if the man returned from war, she would continue being his wife. And he was out at war fighting King David's wars, and David HaMelech took advantage of this halachic loophole, so to speak, this period when legally he divorced his wife in order to go out to war. And we will learn this story with more depth, but bottom line, he had to repent. So David is saying in his last words, he's beginning the prophecy, these are the last words of David HaMelech. He's referring to the end of time, and says the last words, it means the last word of a person is where he's going to end up, his last claim. God, let me end up in a good place, not in a bad place. So David HaMelech is saying, accept my tshuva, because this is going to teach everyone else that they can also do tshuva. And this is supposed to be a source of encouragement to all of us. Most people that I know, even when they have it down, they don't do something that bad. A person had a time when his yetzer overcame and he didn't eat kosher. It's bad. I'm not saying it's good, but it's not as bad as what David HaMelech did. Almost everything we've done, when we look, we say, I didn't do that bad, and if God accepted him, so God's going to accept me. And that's what David HaMelech is saying to Hashem. I did that, and I've been working my life to fix it. And certain things you can't fix, but I'm going to do my best, and at least in heavens, you should accept my repentance. Yeah?
He's been helped to a different level than normal Joe
Schmuel,
yeah?
Okay, and he really paid a heavier price.
He's basically working without a wire, he's working without a net, right? He's going up on the high wire and he's working
without a net. I don't know. Depends on what you call the net. We all have a net. Uminayim shamar David balashon hazeh. How do we know that David used this term? Shneemar, as the verse continues and states, Lecha levadcha chatati, my sins are solely towards you. Lechach ne'emar ve'eli divrei David ha'chaonim. So our sages say, what was David HaMelech saying? I sinned only to you. He was saying, my sin is between me and you. But my repentance, if you accept my repentance, that's between me and the world. Because that'll teach the world that people are responsible to better their actions. A person can't say, well, it's over. I've been so bad at this point, I understand the game. That doesn't work. We learn from David HaMelech, as badly as a person has fallen, the person is always held accountable to make the future better. to fix the past. A person can never say, well, I'm 20, I'm 30, I'm 40, I'm 50, I'm 60. At any age, a person is responsible to go back. Yeah?
Since we know the aspect that the sin is with the world, that the effect of the sin immediately impacts people around him, whereas he's given in Shemayim by Hashem, that the tshuva is between him and Hashem.
Okay, on that level, of course. Of course, when a person sins, it affects everyone around them. And by David HaMelech, we saw it as well. But David was also punished. The effect was also a personal effect. David is speaking in this respect that this is a lesson for mankind. This is a lesson for eternity, for humanity, an eternal lesson as to the ability to do tshuva. And in fact, this prayer was answered when David HaMelech's son Shlomo Solomon erected the temple, and it was time to bring the ark, the Aron, into the temple. So the measurements of the Aron were exactly identical to the measurements of the major gateway to enter, and so you couldn't fit through. The Aron couldn't fit. So the Medrash represents it in an agadic fashion. The Medrash says that the gates held themselves shut closed and he couldn't open the lock. And they tried and they fidgeted this way, that way, and the doors wouldn't open. And everyone was talking and they said, it must be because God doesn't like Shlomo, what Shlomo did, or because of his father's sins. People started talking. And at that point, Shlomo started praying his famous prayer. And whatever merits he tried to claim that God should assist him and open the door, nothing worked. Until finally he said, Zohra, God, remember the kindness, the actions of David, my father. And when he said that, so the gates opened up. And then all of David's enemies were embarrassed. They said, until now they had been saying God never liked him, God didn't forgive him, and his son doesn't really merit to sit on the throne. Who is Shlomo? Shlomo is the son from that wife, Bathsheba, who he took from Uriah Hittite. So Shlomo is the one that comes from this sin, so to speak. He's not. He didn't come directly from the sin, because he came afterwards. The first pregnancy that child died, first pregnancy that David had with Bathsheba, but nonetheless Shlomo was still from the marriage of David and Bathsheba. And when Shlomo ascended to the throne, people were still talking. So when Shlomo said this prayer, and after he said, God, remember the merits of David my father, and then the gates miraculously opened and Aaron was able to fit through, so then everyone recognized that God had forgiven David, and this prayer was answered. That everyone recognized that David's tshuva was complete, and God accepted it. Okay.